Glenn Yates, Tim Kalishaw, Sarah Spain, and back again, second career show, June Lee. But this is a different group of competitors here, June. Next level bosses, let's go. When the bat flip might become too much bat flip. Let's go around that horn. Yay! Do you worry about seeding or do you worry about health? It's a question for the Brooklyn Nets. It's a question for the Los Angeles Lakers. It's part of a test. Both teams are failing right now. Let's start with Los Angeles. No LeBron last night, of course. Anthony Davis was kind of all over the place, tweaked an ankle, then spasmed his back, didn't play the last three quarters in the loss to the Clippers, lost number 7 of 9 for the Lakers. And now tonight, versus Portland. Davis expected to play. LeBron won't. Portland and LA have the same record. One is going to be in the play-in game. Clinton Yates, you're in Los Angeles. Are the wheels falling off the Lakers, or do they have time to get this right?
I think the wheels have fallen off, and I think they need the pit stop of the century to just get back on the lead lap, never mind win the race. They were in a situation regarding LeBron and AD in which they had to make a choice. Do you either play these guys so they can figure out whatever chemistry you have, or do you sit them, risking the opportunity to not play in the playoffs in order to prepare yourself for the tournament? Both things have gone wrong. They have played with them, and they have gotten re-injured, and they have played with them and not won. The energy in that building last night was terrible from AD. I feel bad for him because of the kinetic chain situation. That's obviously messing him up. They need a lot to get back.
The kinetic chain situation. So what you're saying is because of his Achilles, all of his injuries compounded together have added to this, that he has back spasms while he sprained his ankle and he sprained his ankle while he has back spasms. Clinton Yates is the pace car.
Not great.
Tim Kalishaw, you liked all those racing car references. Go ahead.
I like what Clinton's doing here. You know, I think the Lakers are trying to get by with a, you know, two tire change when they need a wedge adjustment, and you know, look at that track bar
oh
as well.
Oh my goodness, we're deep in
that.
It right
now. Let me just say this about all that: we've counted LeBron out before, but this does feel different. This time he is hurt, and he came back and he didn't look himself, and now he's gone again. And whatever they're doing, you know, they're not going to have finished with a good seed, and they're going to have a very difficult time. They're not going to be able to breeze through the first round as maybe they've done in the past at times. And then worry about stuff. They have to hit the ground running, and right now, I think they're headed for the 7th seed.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, I think it's flattering you guys are describing them like a NASCAR. I think it's more like the Flintstones where there are no wheels. It's just feet on the bottom that are pedaling. That's how bad it is right now. They haven't been able to get the guys healthy enough to bring them back and get a good look at what they can be. 24th in offensive efficiency. This is a team that managed to stay atop the league in defense even without Davis and LeBron. But offensively, to compete with the best in the West, last night, even before he tweaked his back and his ankle and whatever else, Anthony Davis, I think, was 2 for 9 from the field. Just didn't look right. So, yeah, this team is very, very bad shape heading into the postseason. And to Tim's point, if you remember in the bubble last year, they started off so poorly and we kind of shrugged it off like they'll come into form when necessary. They're not going to have time this year to look that bad early in the postseason without getting bounced.
Oof, doom and gloom. June Lee, I turn to you now. Do the Lakers have time to get this right or are the wheels off?
I mean, I'm also not optimistic about this because, to Tim's point, LeBron is admitting his mortality right now. He's talking about the fact that he's coming back and he doesn't feel like he's ever going to be 100% again. That by itself feels like such a massive difference in what we've seen from LeBron. And this is, for me, the first time in LeBron's entire career where I feel personally that you can't really expect him to get to the conference finals automatically at this point because of his health. And I think we're just kind of seeing the mortality of LeBron James, the humanity of LeBron James to a certain degree with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Historically speaking, teams that are not in the top half of the seedings, 1 to 4, they don't make the NBA Finals. They don't win the championship. I can think one off the top of my head was the Houston Rockets the year they went for the repeat. They were the 6th seed. Never underestimate the heart of a champion, Rudy Tomjanovich said. Clinton, does that play into any of this, that this is the champion team? Don't underestimate their heart?
Not for me. I mean, you've got to focus on health because the seeding's not going to matter if your horses aren't there to run, and that's the issue. That was the decision they had to make, and it kind of snake-bit them because, again, like I said, both things went wrong, and it's very tricky.
All right, please, stay on the same track, all right? Either we're a car or we're a horse. We're not both, okay? We're going to move on. The Nets, same gutter, different location. They're on a higher side of the road, I guess, because they're higher seed, lost to Dallas last night, and they used their 35th starting rotation. They're at Denver tomorrow. Kyrie Irving is saying these are good tests. I say again, it appears they're failing these tests. Tim Kalishaw on the Nets timeline. Do they have time to get it right?
They have more time than the Lakers. It's not the same degree of urgency. The question is, are the people coming in to get it right? And you would say, well, James Harden is one of the greatest players in the league. Of course that is. But is that really what they're missing? They seem to be missing anybody to play defense in the fourth quarter and make stops. Last night it was very easy for Luka to get himself on Blake Griffin and then either score or just get the ball to wherever he wanted to get it. And the Nets, whenever they've lost this year, they've been high-scoring games where they couldn't defend anybody. That's with Harden. That's without him. That's without Durant. So they're going to score a million points on people, but how many are they going to give up? I don't think it's going to be I don't think it's as dire as the Lakers situation, because they're going to have at least get through the first round of the home court. But I do think they have some real concerns.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, the Lakers won last year at least. The expectations for the Nets are sort of win or bust, which puts a lot of pressure on a team that is finally starting to face the intensity of what the postseason will look like in the last couple of days. We're seeing this play-in thing, as much as people hate it, work really well, because all of these games really matter, and they keep calling them tests and how good these tests are. They're failing all of them. They've lost all the tests. Like, then maybe you need to study differently. But the defensive side of things, they're 23rd in team defense, and importantly, 17th in the league in opponent points in the paint. So maybe you can squeak past the first couple rounds with your offensive abilities, but then you got Embiid and Giannis sitting waiting for you, teams that pound you in the paint. And if you can't figure out how to defend that, it's over.
Moon Lee.
And it's also not just the defense. Last night, the Nets put out their 35th different starting lineup out there. Bruce Brown has started 30-plus games this year. Jeff Green has started 30-plus games this year. When this team gets to the postseason, I don't expect those guys to be playing in crunch time. So my biggest concern, I think back to the first year of the Miami Heat with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. That first year, they didn't really know how to play together despite being among the most talented groups of players that we've ever seen together. And so when push comes to shove, is LeBron, is Kyrie, is KD and Harden, are they going to be able to figure out who's going to take the last shot and play together when, it really, really matters?
Mm-hmm. It's a question. Maybe Clinton Yates has an answer. Go ahead, CY.
At least you have the options all season. We talked about, is Kyrie going to do this? Is he going to be there? The man showed up and he's motivated and he's playing and he's scoring. This is absolutely what the Nets need. Of course, Harden needs to be their best player in order for them to get past the Bucks and the 76ers. But again, motivated, excelling Kyrie Irving is what Brooklyn needs for them to be at their best. He is talking about it and he's talking about basketball. That's a very good thing.
So even with the L's racking up here, you don't have a problem with that. You think
they're the second seed in the East right now. I don't have a big problem with that at all. It's not a Lakers free fall situation whatsoever.
Kalishaw back in.
To Sarah's point about the play-in games are working, she's exactly right. There's been way too much whining both from the Mavericks and the Lakers about this. And now it's created these tiers where if you're the one seed, you play a team that had to play two games that week while you were resting. If you're the two seed, that team had to play. And if you're the three where the Nets could fall, you're playing the six, which had as much rest as you. All this little stuff matters.
Sarah?
Yeah. Interestingly, Tom Haberstroh did some research and found that a team's start to the season has much more bearing on how they fare in the postseason than how they finish. So we always talk about whether a team is hot heading in. It actually matters less even when there's roster changes at the trade deadline. So maybe some of these teams, assuming that they can be healthy, we should look back at the way they started instead of how they're finishing. That being said, oops, I said the thing about
just when you were getting to a good place.
Also wanted to add, though, that James Harden himself sounds very confident for a guy who we've seen forget how to basketball in the postseason before, and our expectations for him in the playoffs should be a little different than regular season based on what he's
done. Just when you had a great start to a season that was going to be so good projecting forward, a harbinger of things to come, you went backwards with your band words. And Sarah, you used a reference to the Flintstones. You might have to explain who the Flintstones were to June Lee. Please do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. This thing called cartoons.
I was the Flintstones growing up.
And like, there's no choice.
Cocoa Pebbles.
It's like the one show.
Fruity Pebbles.
Time.
Let's go. Fire till next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Most of the Albert Pujols discussion yesterday was on what went wrong and the flop of his contract with the Angels. And that's just tough because this guy's an all-time player. So here's a stat for you from Ryan Spader, the ace of Spader. Pujols has gotten a hit against 10.21% of all the players to ever throw a pitch in a major league game ever. Wow. All-time in history. Wow. June Lee, I go to you for my baseball tonight, this afternoon, live, right now, more than any other panelist on this show. Buy or sell Pujols landing with and helping another team?
I sell the idea that he could be productive and help a winning team win, but I do buy the idea that he could end up on a team. Tony La Russa with the White Sox is obviously his former manager with the St. Louis Cardinals. Ken Griffey Jr., Manny Ramirez have ended their careers with the Chicago White Sox, two former legends. But overall, I mean, Pujols hasn't been productive in multiple years. I don't think that he can actually help a team get to the postseason.
Darren Spain?
That stat was like the reverse Jamie Moyer, who you remember had pitched to 9% of every baseball player ever when he was finishing up. Yeah, let's see. He can't run, can't hit for average, can't hit extra bases. So, yeah, Tony La Russa will probably. Goodness of his heart.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, when a guy is way past 600 home runs, 2,000 RBIs, 3,000 hits, you hate to see an awkward landing at the end, but I think that's what we have. As June said, his decline has been for several years. If you took his OPS plus the last 4 years, he's about 2 points ahead of Rougned Odor. And I know he got a second chance.
This is the Kalishaw with OPS plus. Who is this youngster on the panel today? And Mr. Yates.
I will say this, it's unfortunate that it came to this because last year was supposed to be his, you know, farewell tour, and it never got to happen because of the pandemic. And it's too bad because June's right. He hasn't been productive in a couple years for what he's used to, and now it's kind of awkward, but guy's giving us a lot of great baseball.
No, and that's right. I mean, you just wind up dumping on the guy now rather than celebrating, again, one of the greatest to ever play the game. It's like Justin Verlander today, you know, there was a report he was going to be giving a press conference, and everybody all of a sudden was like, well, he's retiring. He's like, guys, I'm not retiring. Which might tell you something about how it's going. But yeah, I mean, we can celebrate everything that is Pujols. He really deserves it. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, Edmonton Oilers, second in the North. Kind of locked in that position. Don't seem to be going anywhere. So as they get ready for the playoffs, four games to go, they said they won't be resting Connor McDavid. They're going to play him accordingly. And there's some thought that's to get him to 100 points in this short season. Here's how Coach Dave Tippett answered that. He's the leader of that team, and he wants to keep pushing that way. He knows his responsibility. If 100 points happens, it happens, but I don't think it's a big deal to him. Tim, McDavid's at 96 points. Buy or sell all of this?
I'm going to buy all of it. I don't know if you folks are aware. There's not a lot of load management in that league as compared to the NBA. Hockey players play. And, yeah, I mean, 100 points is a really good season today. In an 82-game season. He might do it in 56. Yeah. And he's way, he and Draisaitl are way ahead of the rest of the league.
Bane?
Yeah, I'm selling that it's not that big of a deal because that's why he's sticking around to try to get it, to try to become the first player in 25 years to have 100 points through the first 56 games of the season. So they obviously have their eye on it. So just say it out loud. You're gunning for 100.
Dooley.
Yeah, I'm buying this. I mean, Connor McDavid is putting up points at a rate, according to the New York Times, that have not been matched by anyone other than Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux. I mean, that is the company that we're speaking in right now. And the fact of the matter is, we're talking about now with hockey prospects, who is the next Connor McDavid? It's the same conversation we have in basketball with who is the next LeBron. That is kind of the era that Connor McDavid is kind of putting himself in as one of the best hockey players we've seen in a really, really, really long time.
Leighton Yates.
The 85-86 season is when Gretzky went nuts on the league, and his shot conversion rate that year was 14.9%. Connor's this year, above 17%. This guy is shooting better than the great one on the ice. Pay attention, y'all.
I did not see that stat coming. I didn't see it coming from Clinton Yates. Very well done. Spain Lee, you're going to have to pick up the game here to survive. We'll move on. Buy or sell three, a growing conflict between NFL and the Players Association. It's angry statements at this point, but could become more. An offshoot of a story we did a few weeks ago about how some teams, the majority of players from teams, saw last year's offseason schedule limited by the pandemic as a plus in that all the voluntary, involuntary meetings at the forced time on campus that was the norm before was not really necessary for them. So this reaches ahead when a player like Juwan James, Denver Broncos tackle, suffers an Achilles injury while working out away from the team. And the team... he was doing a prescribed team workout, should be said, but the team is saying they're aware that his guaranteed contract technically will not be guaranteed because that injury happened away from the team. That's a $10 million contract. A non-football injury is what it could be called, Clinton. How do you consider it all?
This breaks my heart. This is a case of when keeping it real goes wrong. He opted out of last season because he was on advice from the PA that they weren't going to play as many games and therefore it wasn't worth the risk. He doesn't get that money because they end up playing a bunch of games. Then this happens. He deserves the cash. It's one of those terrible situations where you're trying to do the best thing in the best interest of everybody and it just doesn't work out for one guy. I feel bad.
Tim Kalisha?
You know, when I think of a guy getting hurt and losing his money on a non-football injury or illness, I think of, you know, a motorcycle wreck or snow skiing or something completely removed from the game. As you said, this is an approved workout from the team and he gets hurt doing it and they're going to try to use the technicality that he wasn't with his team. That's shameful.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, I think we'll focus on how the NFLPA ends up fighting that as a football injury because it was prescribed by his team. But what stands out to me is the way the league tried to use this to scare players into going against the NFLPA's recommendation to do some of these workouts from home. They've never mentioned something like this before, even though this designation has been around forever. So they very clearly are doing so with an agenda. And I think it's pretty messed up to try to use this one example to scare the rest of them.
Is that how you see it, June, or is contract a contract?
I mean, a contract is a contract, but this is also just illustrative, I think, of the power dynamics that are inherent within the system of football. You have teams who are able to take advantage of these players. They're able to cut players without, you know, guaranteeing money. This is pretty much how football is set up at this point from a financial standpoint. So it is a result of the system, but it's also just truly awful for Juwan James.
Hold on a second. Is this Shoot Your Age Day on Around the Horn? Kalisha, 45. Yates, you know.
I hit it.
Lee, 25. Spade, yeah.
Absolutely right. You're so right about that. Spot on.
Well, then no one will ever question that. There we go. Sarah, June, have a great weekend. Yates, Kalisha. Looks like you're dressed up for different parties, but you're in Showdown next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The never punt, always onside kick high school football coach from Little Rock, Arkansas, Kevin Kelly is his name. You know this story, right? He even goes for it fourth down from like his own 10, and he's won 9 state titles. Well, he's leaving high school to go college. The next head coach of the Presbyterian Blue Hose. Clinton, can a never punt, always onside kick, lateral like it's rugby coaching method work in college?
I'm sure it can work in college, but it's not what I want to see. I am here for the Gunners of the world, those guys who play special teams, and that's how they make their squads. More opportunity for more guys to play is how punts work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. How can you rain on this parade? This is going to be fun to see this at that college level. Yes, I think it can work. He may bring it down just a notch, but this stuff has worked at a great success rate in high school.
Incredible success rate. He's won 9 state titles in Arkansas. Point, Tim Kalishaw, showdown 2. Jimbo Fisher saying we're going to beat Nick Saban while he's still at Alabama. And Nick Saban responding, at what, golf? Tim, where in old guy trash talk does this rank?
That ranks pretty high because he even followed up with the Texas A&M has a fine program, which is the kind of condescension you can use when you just beat him by 28 last year.
I'm glad Tim dressed for this very topic for the whole show today. That's a fantastic look. But more importantly, this is personality we get from Saban, which is something we don't normally get. We like that.
Tim, you are wearing the official brand of an old guy trash talk right now. Point, Clinton Yates. Showdown 3, scoring from second on a wild pitch. Look at this. This is Manny Margot. Versus scoring from first on an infield single. This is Gleyber Torres. Both happened yesterday. Who you got, CY, Manny Margot, or Gleyber Torres? Look at this play.
Most of you know that base running is my favorite part of baseball, and this has to be Torres for me for one reason. He blows through a stop sign based on his own read, which means he's paying attention. We love that.
Torres got a break because the catcher had come up to third base because of the shift. There was nobody at home. That was a clean slate. Margot had to beat a play to make it.
That's what it makes it so great, though, that Torres is just barreling ahead knowing that he's just going to outrun a catcher. Point Yates. Showdown 4, when you have to clear your bat flip with NASA. Let's go. Luis Santana, second baseman Asheville Torres, which is high A. And this is high A. Tim, was the bat flip maybe too high?
Yeah, that's too high. It reminds us all of when Jack Nicklaus threw his putter in the air and nearly hit Doug Sanders at the British Open in the 60s.
Asheville, North Carolina, the fictional home of the end of Crash Davis's career. Anything that happens in that ballpark, my favorite in America, is a good thing.
Clint Yates, for his career, undefeated while wearing the dashiki. We love to see it. There you go, FaceTime.
I want to give some props to Washington Nationals first baseman Josh Bell. He's starting something that he brought from Pittsburgh to this city, as in D.C., which is a book club. He's working in conjunction with local libraries in order to get adults to read more. It's not just about baseball. It's about leadership and how to live a good life. He comes from a family of educators. His mom, Myrtle, is great. Good job out of you, Josh. Read more. It's fun to match.
That's Renee Yates' son there with the win. For Nancy Spain, Singing Lee, Patricia Kalishaw, Madeline Reality, Hazel Solomon, Amy Bard, Mrs. Willett, Mrs. Weiner, happy Mother's Day.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.